This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
In celebration of NPR turning 50, we invited Lulu Garcia Navarro, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, and Up First, to talk about her experiences at NPR. Hi, Lulu. Thanks for joining us.
It is my pleasure, Araceli.
You started out at NPR as a foreign correspondent. Is there a place or a particular story that stands out to you? I know we've read about some in some of the reporting this week because of the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, I spent most of my career at NPR covering Latin America and the Middle East, and I miss both those regions of the world deeply. You know, they actually have a lot in common. You know, the warmth of the people, the distinctiveness of the cultures, the art, the music, the food. And, you know, despite seeing a lot of the worst of humanity in my job, because I was covering wars a lot of the time, what I remember is the joy, the humanity, and the courage.
And what was that transition for you, going from a foreign correspondent out in the field to being a host in a chair?
It was hard. It was a really hard transition. I'm still an international reporter at heart because I like to go where people are at. And I think that that really gives you the best stories. But hosting, I think, really stretches a different muscle. I get to indulge in whatever interests me. I learn so much from the brightest people in the world. I mean, I get to ask anyone a question in the service of informing and illuminating our audiences. And I guess, you know, it feels like an awesome job and a privilege. That said, I still love to do reporting, and I try and get out of the studio whenever I can.
What does it mean to you to be the first Latina to host one of NPR's flagship shows?
Well, as two Latinas to each other, first of all, it's amazing that that is happening on public broadcasting, because it means that it happened in 2017 and that was way too late. I shouldn't have had to have been the first. It's not so much a badge of honor as a reminder how far we have to go at NPR, among our member stations and in the media writ large. There is still a lot of resistance to hearing from diverse communities, to having Latinos especially represented in positions of authority. You know, I remember I got a listener letter in my first year on the job as host that said, "Hey, I know you had to get a person of color in there, but why couldn't it have been someone better?" And it just struck me that there's still this sense that we are only there as tokens, that somehow we don't deserve to be there, that we have nothing to contribute, we are not there on merit. And so for me, I guess what is most important is opening those doors to other people and making sure that there's not only a number two, but a number 52.
Public media is having a reckoning, kind of a reflection. But, you know, to talk about, you know, more diversity in these spaces, do you think that there's anything missing from these types of conversations?
I think there's been a sea change over the last 4 years. I mean, I think it started with Me Too and then the racial reckoning and the pandemic. You know, newsrooms are now realizing that they can't cover a country when they don't have people in the room that look like the country that they're reporting on. I mean, and when we say, like, a seat at the table, it's actually literal, which, you know, news people sit around a table to pitch stories. And if all those faces look the same, you're getting a very narrow perspective. And I think that's changing, but there's an enormous way to go in public broadcasting. They need to make more room at the table. And I think that comes from the top. There's still a lot of diversity training, but not a lot of hiring and equal pay, especially at the top. We have to do better.
A lot to do, right?
A lot to do. But it's exciting. One of the things that's great about being in the news business and being in public broadcasting and being at NPR is that, you know, it started in 1971 as this great experiment, right? And it was trying to roll the dice and trying to do something differently. And I think it's incredibly energizing to be part of an organization now that is trying to do that again.
Well, that's Lulu Garcia Navarro, host of Weekend Edition Sunday and Up First. Lulu, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.